Test 4. Listening Part 2. You'll hear a woman called Estelle Tinios giving a talk to students about her job as a pharmacist. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at Part 2.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Estelle Tinios, and as part of your series of careers talks, I'm here today to tell you about my job as a pharmacist. Pharmacists play a key role in all communities, dispensing the medication people need in order to recover from illnesses. Let's take a look at the study path you'd need to follow to become a pharmacist. At university, you'll need to do a relevant undergraduate course, for instance, biology, chemistry, and, like many other students, I opted for physics. Biomedical science can also be an excellent choice. It's a good idea to get as much experience as possible while you're studying. That way, you'll be able to get to know a range of people in the industry. I suggest doing a few hours per week as a technician rather than as a junior in a pharmacist's, because you'll come into contact with more people. In order to become a licensed pharmacist, you'll also need to do postgraduate studies to become a doctor of pharmacy. During this period, you'll be required to do an internship. I found this invaluable for finding out exactly what a pharmacist does on a daily basis. And once you've got your doctorate, you can take a specialty. For example, to become what's known as a compounding pharmacist, where you mix individual ingredients to make up a patient's prescription. Being a pharmacist requires many and varied abilities, such as communication skills. What I hadn't anticipated, however, was the importance of memorization skills, because you'll be dealing with the names of hundreds of medications. Towards the end of your studies, you'll start looking for a full-time job. A pharmacist may work in a retail outlet or a hospital, among other places. Medications need to be given out 24/7, so in order to have the best chance of getting a job, if you have some flexibility and you don't mind giving up your free time at weekends or evenings, you'll widen your chances of getting a job. One of my first jobs was in research and development for an international company. The company was looking into using existing medications for different illnesses, and I was working on the marketing of the medications for new uses, and a good friend of mine was working on the packaging. I've worked in several roles as a pharmacist, and in every role, there's one task that's absolutely vital to get right every time, and that's keeping records that are correct and complete. Other tasks which you may find you have to do could be filling out insurance claims. I'd also like to point out that becoming a pharmacist is a great career choice. It's very interesting work, as the range of treatments is widening all the time. You will undoubtedly find work, since the population of our country is rising all the time, and as a result, the need for pharmacists is going up proportionally. Now, if anyone has any questions, I've got about 5 minutes to...
Now you will hear part two again.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Estelle Tinias, and as part of your series of careers talks, I'm here today to tell you about my job as a pharmacist. Pharmacists play a key role in all communities, dispensing the medication people need in order to recover from illnesses. Let's take a look at the study path you'd need to follow to become a pharmacist. At university, you'll need to do a relevant undergraduate course, for instance, biology, chemistry, and, like many other students, I opted for physics. Biomedical science can also be an excellent choice. It's a good idea to get as much experience as possible while you're studying. That way, you'll be able to get to know a range of people in the industry. I suggest doing a few hours per week as a technician rather than as a junior in a pharmacist's, because you'll come into contact with more people. In order to become a licensed pharmacist, you'll also need to do postgraduate studies to become a doctor of pharmacy. During this period, you'll be required to do an internship. I found this invaluable for finding out exactly what a pharmacist does on a daily basis. And once you've got your doctorate, you can take a specialty. For example, to become what's known as a compounding pharmacist, where you mix individual ingredients to make up a patient's prescription. Being a pharmacist requires many and varied abilities, such as communication skills. What I hadn't anticipated, however, was the importance of memorization skills, because you'll be dealing with the names of hundreds of medications. Towards the end of your studies, you'll start looking for a full-time job. A pharmacist may work in a retail outlet or a hospital, among other places. Medications need to be given out 24/7, so in order to have the best chance of getting a job, if you have some flexibility and you don't mind giving up your free time at weekends or evenings, you'll widen your chances of getting a job. One of my first jobs was in research and development for an international company. The company was looking into using existing medications for different illnesses, and I was working on the marketing of the medications for new uses, and a good friend of mine was working on the packaging. I've worked in several roles as a pharmacist, and in every role, there's one task that's absolutely vital to get right every time, and that's keeping records that are correct and complete. Other tasks which you may find you have to do could be filling out insurance claims. I'd also like to point out that becoming a pharmacist is a great career choice. It's very interesting work, as the range of treatments is widening all the time. You will undoubtedly find work, since the population of our country is rising all the time, and as a result, the need for pharmacists is going up proportionally. Now, if anyone has any questions, I've got about 5 minutes to...
That's the end of part 2.